It was ECOSOC, the Economic and Social Council, that in its wisdom responded to the demands made by indigenous peoples for a forum where they could actually have a space to come and bring the issues to the UN. And in 2000, ECOSOC decided to establish a UN permanent forum on indigenous issues. It is a place that brings people together, and this is also where certain ideas are first raised, that first then are picked up and then taken forward. For instance, let's look at the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples, which was the first one the UN organized in September 2014. This came up, it has been a request from Indigenous Peoples. The UN, the member states took it forward. Now, leading up to the World Conference, there were a lot of different issues to be ironed out to make sure that the event, when it happened, was a successful event. And the forum played a part in that. And in fact, a very successful follow-up to one of the recommendations of the forum was picked up by the International Fund for Agriculture and Development. And they have established an Indigenous Peoples Forum to provide guidance on how IFAD can improve its work.
But in terms of the national level, do we see activity happening there?
Well, I think one of the advantages or one of the impacts or influences of the forum has been that it has also brought together Indigenous peoples from different parts of the world. And here at the forum, they have the opportunity to share, but they also have the opportunity to sometimes exchange experiences. And I know that the Indigenous peoples themselves are also taking this forward and having study tours or having exchanges or having projects that they are implementing at the country level. And this has been very, very, very important in terms of seeing how the lives, the livelihoods, and the rights of Indigenous peoples can be better achieved within the framework of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which is the basis for these discussions.
And now this year's forum is being held under the theme of conflict. What can you tell us about how Indigenous people are facing or are experiencing conflicts within their traditional homelands?
Now, each year the forum members decide on what should be the theme. And for this year, the forum members decided it would be on conflict, peace and resolution. And one of the reasons was because during the course of the forum, many Indigenous peoples come forward. Not just Indigenous peoples, many others also, CSOs, partners, and even member states themselves and some of the UN agencies, raising issues which sometimes lead to tensions, but also highlighting that these are sometimes work in progress, where, for instance, they have had some peace agreements where Indigenous peoples have been involved. And this is what this session is going to look at. We are also going to look at the situation of Indigenous women. As you know, Indigenous women are often triply targeted for being Indigenous and very often poor, and also for being women. And Indigenous women are specifically targeted also because, and I speak as an Indigenous woman myself, because we often are the expressions of our cultural identities and also are the transmitters of this to future generations.
As you mentioned, you too yourself are an Indigenous woman. What does that mean for you working here at the United Nations?
I've been very privileged. I have a legal background, and it is a wonderful opportunity for me and a wonderful privilege to be able to work on Indigenous people's rights. It's a privilege to be able to work in something that I believe so passionately in and that I see where the UN can make a difference.